I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I almost forgot. I can't believe I almost forgot. What is wrong with me today? Our commander-in-chief, he got up and spoke, really dropping some knowledge out here.
When people have a problem, they've got your number, they knock on your door. Not only you, but your spouses can't go to the grocery store, the gas station, can't show up at can you fix my such and such?
Oh, okay. Anyway, it's the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I want to get through this really fast because it's depressing and it's horrible. But it's what let's deal with it. Pandemic youth mental health toll is unprecedented, the data shows. Just a couple tidbits from it. Among girls, 30% considered attempting suicide, double the rate amongst boys, and up almost 60% from a decade ago. It goes on to describe really, really terrible things as far as the mental health crisis goes in this country. Now, let's address something here. This is a societal problem. Teenage girls today aren't different than teenage girls were 15 years ago or 500 years ago. They're teenage girls. What has changed is our society. And this is what has changed. We locked these poor kids who need socialization. Kids need it. Human beings need it. I need it. And you know, I'm introvert Jesse. I'm going to finish my show and go watch a documentary by myself. That sounds wonderful. Human beings need socialization. They have to have it. It's a critical part of how God made us. Adam was here, and then eventually he had God with him every day, the maker of heaven and earth. And eventually Adam said, God, I would love, you know, someone else. It would be nice. Maybe someone else. And then God took one of his ribs and gave him someone annoying who ruined it for everybody. But you understand, human beings are created to socialize, especially teenagers who are growing up. And I had this conversation with one of my sons the other day, and it was a little harsh and direct as I can be, but I was trying to make him feel better. I told him, look, you have to understand, this is the worst time of your life, this period of time in your life. Why? Well, you're a freaking teenager. Your voice is changing. Your body's doing weird things. All of a sudden, you like girls. The girls go from going icky to super pretty, but I'm too unsure of myself to even talk to them. She'll probably laugh at me and think I'm weird. My friends are mocking me in school. I don't understand who I am. It's that time in your life when, man, you need support structure. You need a family. You need friends, even if there's just one. And instead, we took these girls and we pulled them out of school for a virus that was no danger to them whatsoever. And we told them to hide in home and put on a mask. You're going to die. You're going to kill grandma. You're going to do this. So we did that to these girls. And at the same time in our society, we have an entire society now on the left and the right. I see this all the time that has just decided they're just going to go all in on the I am woman, hear me roar stuff, the glass ceiling. Oh, we've been talking about Nikki Haley today. Her rollout, part of her rollout was sometimes it takes a woman. Well, I've got news for you. We've been doing this now for 30 years, 40 years. That's been the real major. You are a woman. You don't need no man. You don't need a man. Go get it, girl. Are women happier today? I hear all the time. It's a very common thing on the left and the right. People act like this is just history. Maybe you're under this impression. Man, women were treated like cattle back in the 1900s. No, they weren't. Women were treated wonderfully here, especially compared to other parts of the world. No, they weren't. That's a total lie. That's total America-hating, feminist-loving, revisionist history lies. No, they weren't. But you know what we've done as a society? We not only tell these poor young girls, no, you can't see friends. No, you can't see anything. No, go sit on your phone. No, go look at social media at that Instagram model who looks like something you could never look like. So you're lazy and worthless and you're ugly and you're stupid. We not only do that, we tell these girls, you don't need a man. In fact, make sure you get into business school. And that way you can be a girl boss. You can girl boss your way. You can do anything a man can do. Girls, if you're listening to me right now, no, you can't. That's a lie. Equality is a myth and a lie. You were built different. Men are built different than women, built for a different purpose. Each and every individual is built different. You're not equal. You're not the same. You are uniquely made for a specific purpose in your life. And whatever else it may be, maybe it is. Maybe you're going to be a girl boss one day. That's fine, whatever. But don't believe this society thing that tells all these young girls out there now that unless you go become independent, you got to be independent. We raise these girls now. I want to be an independent girl. Okay. Can you cook? Oh, I'm sorry. Is that offensive to you? Is that offensive to you? You should know the email address is jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You taught your daughter to be independent and get a job. Mom, did you teach her to cook anything for her man one day? You know, men, that's the kind of woman they want. Look, I've got a wife who's very accomplished. Gymnast, almost an Olympic-level gymnast. She was on the Canadian national team, full-ride scholarship, business graduate. Dipped when I was out of work and we were desperate for money. Dipped back into the business world. Multiple job offers, outstanding ones immediately. That's great, and I'm proud of her. Good, we needed it. Shoot, we needed it. We were hard up. What do I want from my wife? I want a friggin' warm meal when I get home. I want her to take care of my children, which she does wonderfully. Take care of me on occasion. I don't want a girl boss. And guess what, ladies? I don't care how much your mom, dad, society, commercials, whatever, I don't care how much they've lied to you. Maybe taking care of a home is where you'll actually find happiness. But we don't do that. We tell them they have to look like the Instagram model who's all fake or it's all Photoshopped. Or we tell them go out there into the business world and just thrive. And we pour drugs on them all the time now as kids. Immediately we're going to the pharmaceutical industry. Well, my baby girl's having a hard time. I better pour a bunch of these mind-bending drugs into her. And then we look around and we're shocked when these girls are so overwhelmed by everything that's happening around us that they're offing themselves. And that is just, man. As a parent, look, I've got two boys, 12 and 14. These things cross my mind too. They cross my mind all the time. What is that moment like as a parent when you find your baby gone, having made the final ultimate decision and she's gone? What is that moment like? I don't want you to ever face that moment. I live in fear, not every minute, but when it crosses my mind, it's not a great feeling inside. But we have decided as a society now that the men should look like women and talk like women and be in touch with their feelings and put on a dress or at least wear your man bun and put on your skinny jeans and be more sensitive, guys. We want you to cry. And we tell the exact opposite thing to women. No, don't take care of no man. What are you going to do, cook him dinner and take care of his kids? What kind of a failure is a housewife? No, you got to go out there, be your own girl boss. And then you guys can, you know what you should do? I love this one. We should split household duties 50-50 one day. Everything should be equal. That's friggin' stupid. I'm not splitting household duties 50-50 with my wife. She does most of them. It's crazy. Boy, if she's not careful, she's going to end up staying happy. Girls, you're meant for something not worse. You're meant for something more. More than the Instagram model. More than the mean girls in school who are ragging on you. By the way, they'll all be fat and ugly one day while you're happy. So just take heart in that. They all will. You're meant for something more. And I don't care how much of society, I don't care if the entirety of society decides that that square peg has to go in that round hole. You're meant for something more. And that's not putting you down if you've taken a different path in your life and you've chosen to be a career woman or whatnot. Good for you. That's fine. That's fine. But as a society, as a society as a whole, that's not turning into a bunch of happy women. The proof is in the pudding. It's turning into a miserable society. Let's wake up and talk about the tough stuff. And by the way, if it offends you, remember, I don't give a crap, but you're welcome to email me and let me know. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm not putting you down as you sit at your desk right now, working your job, making good money. Maybe you never found a good man. Lord knows they're hard to come by in this society. I'm not putting down the decisions you have made in your life. I'm putting down our society's aim to turn women into men. They're not men. They never will be. And they won't find any happiness if they turn into men anyway. All right. Look, ladies, at least you don't have to bald like we do. I'm balding. It's no fun. You're not balding, ladies. You only get hotter as you get older. Me? Here I am, balding, old, lines in my face. You don't want that for you. That's why I need chalk, man. What if I just shrivel up like a California raisin and die? I mean, it's basically happening in front of my eyes. The women will be hot for years. Years. Not me, though. As a dude, I'm shriveling away. That's why I need chalk. Male vitality stack. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Ladies, female vitality stack. You want to be full of pep at 3 in the afternoon instead of full of a cup of coffee? Lit powder, pour that in a superfood smoothie in the morning. Might just find yourself healthier. Chalk.com. Email. Hey, Pink Flower, I have a suggestion. Maybe you should bring a representative or the owner of Chalk on the show to talk about some benefits of the supplements. I'm 90 days in and feeling great. His name is Travis. Said I can say it. Email after email. Natural herbal supplements. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com, promo Jesse.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday night. It's been a good night. That one felt spicy, Chris. That'll make him mad. I'm going to get to these emails. I did want to touch really briefly on the shooting from yesterday. Not on the shooting itself or the name of the shooter. I don't do mass shooting radio, as you know. I don't give out the name of the shooter. That stuff is not done. We do briefly talk about the communists, though. Remember, the communist, because he's an anti-human, it's important you understand why. He's an anti-human. When people die, whether it's a train derailment in Ohio or it's a mass shooting, whenever there's a tragedy, an earthquake in Turkey, you have a human response. You have a heart for other people. Oh, I feel bad for that mom. I feel bad for that dad, that sister, that brother, that son. I feel bad. Oh, what that must be like. Hey, what can we do? You have a heart for people. But because the communist never considers people at all, it's just not something that ever enters his mind. Everything, no matter how terrible it is, from a mass shooting to, it could be the Titanic going down. No matter how terrible it is, the communist only ever sees opportunities for power. It's all an opportunity to reward your friends, punish your enemies, gain power for yourself. You woke up this morning, or maybe you saw it last night, active shooter, Michigan State. You're immediately thinking, those poor parents. Oh, I couldn't imagine if I couldn't text my son or daughter. Oh, no. That's what you were doing. While you were doing that, Joe Biden and his team gathered together, and they were all, yeah, slapping high five. Why? Oh, shoot, it's a new mass shooting. Yeah, who cares about some dead kids? It's opportunity time, baby.
Our hearts are with the students and the families of Michigan State University. Three lives have been lost and five seriously injured. And it's a family's worst nightmare. It's happening far too often in this country. Far too often. While we gather more information, there's one thing we do know to be true. We have to do something to stop gun violence ripping apart our communities. Ripping apart. We took a big step toward passing the most significant bipartisan gun legislation in 30 years. Ghost guns and other things, background checks, but there's a lot more work to do. And I'm committing to getting it done with all of you. Some of you know that, and I'm going to say something that's always controversial, but There is no rationale for assault weapons and magazines that hold 50, 70 bullets.
Why throw that in? You're the president of the United States of America. Somebody's baby girl just died, gunned down. Sent her off to college, and she's never coming home again. As the president of the United States of America, why can't you just extend condolences, prayers, be with the family, maybe a phone call to dad to make it easier, maybe not. But he can't do it because he doesn't look at it the way you look at it. He looks at it as an opportunity because he's a communist and he's surrounded by communists. And because he's a communist, he's an anti-human. Because the human life, because the human soul has no value, no real inherent value. It's really just what you can give to the state, what you can give to the power, to the cause, to his cause. That's your only value as a human being. Because the human soul, the human body, the human mind is valueless to the communist, everything is an opportunity. That's really how he looks at everything. All right, let's get at it. I promised a bunch of emails. I haven't gotten to enough yet. Jesse, all the Medal of Honor winners you read about are all tough sons of beep. Are there any in the military today? I wanted to address this really quickly here. I talk a ton and will always talk a ton about the rot of the American military, about how our generals and our politicians have taken the greatest military in the world and they've rotted it down to nothing. They're melting it down to nothing in front of us, focusing on everything except for what actually matters with all kinds of crap like this.
I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university, and it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white.
Gosh, that's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And it's also important you understand this. Part of the reason, a huge part of the reason, why I'm so passionate about these things is this. I'm passionate about these things because there are amazing people who are still in right now, and they're currently being surrounded by turds. Absolute turds who will cost them their lives. I care about the next Marine who's sent over to some combat zone, only instead of being surrounded by a bunch of pipe hitters who will not just die for him, they will kill for him several times over. Instead, he's surrounded by people who are worried about their pronouns, or he's surrounded by, maybe he's led by a platoon commander who they promoted her there because we have to have women. We wanted a woman. No, she wasn't the most qualified, but can we get a woman? And so she gets him and his entire platoon lost in a hostile area. And soon his parents are getting a knock at the door telling them he's not coming home anymore. I argue so loudly about the rot in our military because of the incredible people who are still in. Are there still people like that in the military today? You bet. Are their numbers going down? Yeah, they are. That's just the way it is. All right, let's touch on inflation briefly and maybe something people haven't considered about World War III and then emails. But hey, what are you going to do? All you can do is rest your head on a MyPillow 2.0 pillow every single night and go to sleep. That's it. And look, it's Valentine's Day today. There's nothing more romantic you can give that person you love the most, the wife, the husband, boyfriend, girlfriend. There's nothing more romantic you can give them than a good night's sleep on a MyPillow 2.0 pillow, which is the original one improved. How do you improve on perfection? Well, you add temperature regulating thread. That's how. Now, your sweetie, not only will they be enjoying the chocolates before bed you got them for Valentine's Day, they won't have any ear sweat. That's important. MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on the MyPillow 2.0s right now. But you have to go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, all right? Or you can call 800-845-0544.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I thought before we get back to the emails tonight, I thought it might be important to do a little, maybe not quite such a great feeling update on the whole World War III thing. By the way, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Just a few different things I thought I might want to bring up. So, headline, NORAD intercepts not one, not two, not three, but four Russian aircraft this time that have invaded Alaska's airspace. Just a heads up, we allowed one Chinese spy balloon to traverse from the Pacific to the Atlantic. And guess what happens? Now that you gave that mouse a cookie, he wants a glass of milk. They all are now testing our resolve. Okay, so now the Russians are sending it and the Chinese. Here's a second update on the old World War III thing. You know how the military is in a recruiting crisis, right? The truth is, well, obviously, many, many, many people from cities have served heroically and honorably. The truth is, the bulk of the wars that have been won in this country and fought in this country have been won and fought by rural boys. That's just the bottom line. It's the Iowa farm boy in general who signs up. You can go look at all the percentages, look at the states, look at the numbers. Military has thrived on Southern recruitment and things like that. And they don't want to sign up for the U.S. of Gay. They don't. They don't want to learn how to braid hair. They want to go experience danger and adventure, and they want to see the world, and they want to feel like a tough guy, and they want to do things they look at in the movies. They don't want to go to a new seminar to find out how evil Whitey is. The military knows this, and yet the Army sees safety, not wokeness, as the top recruiting obstacle. So not only do we have a military recruiting crisis, the military has publicly announced their intention to do nothing about said military recruiting crisis. So that's only going to get worse. And keep in mind, as the recruiting crisis gets worse, they have to lower the standards of who they allow in the military. So while that rural Southern boy from Mississippi who's spent his whole life deer hunting and can shoot the balls off a gnat at 200 yards, he's now no longer joining the military, so we don't get him. But you got to get somebody. Hey, let's get this half-brain-dead woke idiot. He'll serve. Give him a uniform. So they have to fill up the military with somebody. So the military gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And that brings me finally to this little tidbit a lot of people aren't considering. You know the whole Japan versus America thing in World War II? You know, there were many drivers to it. I don't want to oversimplify it, but you want to know one of the main drivers to the whole thing? Fuel. You see, we look at everything around us, and we take for granted, I know I do, we take for granted what makes it go. Like right now, just for instance, in front of my studio here, I have a microphone I'm talking into. There's the soundboard, the great soundboard. Everyone knows about it. There's a camera there. There's a camera there. There's a camera there. We have cameras everywhere, TVs. I'm looking at a clock. There's air conditioning. I'm looking at all these things. And you know what hasn't really honestly occurred to me? These all need electricity. That if the electricity went out tomorrow, there's no Jesse Kelly Show. Because I don't have any way to record it, broadcast it. It's gone. It's gone. Like that. Like that, all these things become useless. That TV becomes a big paperweight. Without electricity. You know how all that military equipment we spend money on, do you know how valuable it is without fuel to get it to and fro? It's worth nothing. Japan was running out of fuel. They built this huge navy that didn't have the gas to power it. In fact, it's one of the things that doomed them in the end. They just didn't have the fuel to get things to and fro. Well, as the war drums for World War III gear up and the Army continues to get full of the Rainbow Flag Brigade, probably worth noting, Joe Biden is selling off even more of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. You see, we still believe that our military is probably the best in the world, and they probably are. They're certainly way, way up there. They probably are. The gap's obviously closing with other nations like China, but still the best in the world. But part of the reason we're the best in the world is all that equipment. All those wonderful tanks and things. Well, do you know what that Abrams tank is worth without gas? Nothing. It's nothing but a big, useless steel box that's only going to be utilized to burn a few troops alive in. That's the truth. So as the war drums beat, we continue to suck the petroleum, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve dry. Well, that's not good, is it? Because at the outbreak of World War III, if you think China, Russia, the others, if you think they're not going to quickly clamp down on the fuel that gets into the United States of America, think again. That's honestly, that's warfare 101, attacking supply lines. That's warfare 101. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Of course they're going to. Jesse, I have a theory. Please give me your thoughts. Since Biden did not do well on the first balloon, what do you think about the theory that the Democrats are launching all these other whatever, and they're acting and blowing them up, so we can't tell what they are and so on? Look, whatever your theory is about the balloons and the things we're shooting down or the things we're not shooting down, whatever your theory is, I'm not arguing with you about any of them. Why? Because I don't believe anything I am told anymore, ever. I assume at all times that the people who lead my society, from the doctors to the judges to the politicians to the military to the FBI, I assume they're all lying to me at all times. They're all corrupt. They all think I'm the enemy. And that is now how I am going to operate and live my life until trust is earned back. I'm not going to ever give it back. They will extend a hand to me and earn my trust back, or I will assume they are lying to me about everything at all times. And while I don't want you to be a cynical jerk like I am, I would recommend you adopt the same mindset, because keep in mind, over the past, I don't know, 6-7 years, probably longer, if you automatically assumed whatever the narrative was an outright lie, you would have been right, about 99.9% of the time. Why do you think, look, we joke about the Oracle thing. Why do you think I am right so often? Because I assume bad motives to these people, and I assume they're lying about everything. And look at that. Turns out they are, most of the time. You know what we need, Chris? We need this little reminder, too, as long as we're doing a World War III update. I also want to remind you that it's not 1939 anymore. The people who will be voting on things, prosecuting this war, this is them. These are the people who will lead us into war the next time.
You know, freedom is not free.
Or should I play you the long version?
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen. Thank you.
That's a United States Congresswoman. If there is, let's say, a declaration of war put before Congress, that human being, not you, not me, that human being will have a huge say on whether or not your son, your daughter, cross overseas and go fight in Beijing one day. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about inflation. We have headlines. You know what? I need to address this FBI thing and inflation before I get to headlines. Couple emails. Let's talk about your crappy cell phone because you haven't switched to Pure Talk yet, even though they'll save you a fortune. My bill got cut in half. Right now, you know, you save for a family of four, my bill got cut in half when we switched to Pure Talk. But right now, when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, that saves you an additional 50% off your first month. Pure Talk also shares your values. I know you pay your cell phone bill automatically every month. You're not still stroking a check for it. Don't lie. You gave them your credit card number, and it comes out automatically every month. Do you have an automatic payment to Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile every single month to continue to pour filth into your society? Are you automatically choosing to fund the people who hate us? You keep your phone, keep your number. They couldn't make it any easier. Keep your phone, keep your number, spend 10 minutes on the phone. Same great 5G network as one of the big guys. I ask people, I ask my relatives now, what's the reason you haven't? Could you walk me through it? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly and switch, all right? Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Super excited for a Valentine's Day night. What, Chris? Anyway, no. Happy Valentine's Day to you from the Jesse Kelly Show family. I know there's nothing your Valentine would want more than to listen to the Jesse Kelly Show podcast, which can be downloaded on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. It's the most romantic thing in the world. Next to pre-ordering the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, I can't get my wife, I can't get my husband a book that's pre-ordered. They're not even going to send it till June. No, you don't understand. Guys, there's nothing she would love more than a card you got down at the pharmacy that has a receipt for the Anti-Communist Manifesto in it. She's going to open up that thing and say, you got me Jesse Kelly's new book? Oh, my heart be still. JesseKellyBook.com. All right. Shut up, Chris. The FBI doubles down on Christians and white supremacy in 2023. I brought this up earlier. I'm not going to spend any time on it. I want to get to headlines. There are other things on my mind. There are other things I want to get to. But I do want to get to this. This goes along the lines of what we've been talking about. It is obvious to anybody paying attention. The system, not just Hollywood, not just the music industry, the entire system, including your administrative state, which includes your DOJ and FBI, they've all been taken by communist activists now. They're going to and have already declared war on the American church. They have. They're coming for your pastor. That's what do you think that? What do you really think that ridiculous same-sex marriage bill was actually about that passed with like 18 Republican senators supporting? What do you think all this idiotic legislation is actually about? Do you think it's actually about a couple gay people getting married? No, it's giving legal authority to the FBI to attack what they've always wanted to attack: the enemies of the Democratic Party. Democratic Party, very wisely, to their credit, they spend every minute rewarding their friends or punishing their enemies. They look through all their poll numbers and whatnot. Who's that big, gigantic voting block out there? They just won't sign up for baby murder. The white evangelicals, man. So, of course, they're going to take the power of having the FBI at their fingertips, and they're going to send them after you. That's why each and every one of you low-T, lily-livered pastors out there who give sermon after sermon about we don't do politics here, you're the ones who deserve it the most. I want you to know this. When the wolves come for your door, I'll laugh at you. Everyone else, I'll probably have some level of sympathy for, but if you're a pastor right now who won't engage when the wolves are coming, you deserve what's coming to you. You do, and I'll laugh when the time comes. Dear great historian Jesse, you've shown your endless knowledge of history on your show. It's got me wondering if you've also dipped into mythology in your studies, especially with how much civilizations' myths and legends often mold their culture. If you have, what's your favorite mythology to dip into and why? I don't probably have time to get into all that, but I will tell you, I actually really, really enjoy mythology. It's funny, my youngest is the same way now. Greek mythology in particular, I used to nerd out on that by the hour when I was a kid. My kid is into it now. And so now he'll read Greek mythology books and stuff like that. I know, what a nerd. But then he comes to me and says, Dad, about this story about Prometheus or something like that. And I know the stories with him. And we're sitting there nerding out. And then you look over and the wife has this look on her face like, what a couple of dorks, which isn't very nice, right? It isn't. I can't help it that I carry around this huge brain.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
New York City pedestrian slashed in an unprovoked box cutter attack. Sorry to once again sound cold, but tell me the person who got slashed, tell me who they voted for before I tell you how much I care. You went out and voted Democrat again. That's what we New Yorkers do. Then I don't care. Report: experimental ChatGPT artificial intelligence program turned into a left-wing nut when asked to act as a member of Congress. Remember something. I expect you to know what ChatGPT is, mainly because I have no idea. It's some artificial intelligence. It's way beyond my capability of understanding. But all the new technology that's going to come out in the coming years, it's all going to be billed as something. They're going to use this as a technique, the communists is. We're actually going to talk about this. To open the show tomorrow, I'm going to talk about this. The new technology is going to be used as the communist, as something that we'll be able to determine, you know, just right from wrong. It's not a Republican or Democrat. It's just, look, it's just a computer. They can't make mistakes, except it's going to be all communists who build the computers. And there's going to be all communists who build the programs. So miraculously, the people who build it are going to turn out good in the end. You, not so much. I wonder what ChatGPT thinks about your text message history, especially when it comes to politics. Ohio residents hit by headaches and sickness after a train derailment. The stories in Ohio continue to get worse and worse and worse. The cover-up appears to continue to get worse and worse and worse. I only brought this up because I wanted to remind you, keep praying for the good people of Ohio right now. They need it. Ford to move forward with $3.5 billion electric battery plant with Chinese company. It really is. It is something else to watch China get stupid rich off America's insane going green movement, which is going to destroy us all while China's not really taking part in it at all. China's just, wow, no, going green. No, you guys should do that. We'll build you some solar panels. Anyway, guys, where are our coal plants? Are they online yet? Gosh, it's something else. Look, hey, practice with your weapon. All right? I don't know what the future is going to bring with all this nuttiness, Russian aircraft overhead, Chinese satellites overhead. I know this. In the future, it might pay to be a good shot. Protect yourself. Go to MantisX.com. It attaches to your weapon. You dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. The comfort of your home. You don't have to spend money on ammo. You don't have to spend money on gas. You want to use what the professionals use? The Green Berets? Mantis X is what they use out there. You can use it. They'll put you through drills and you can track your progress, how much better you're getting. Go to MantisX.com and get yours today. All right? MantisX.com. Mars Wrigley factory fined after two workers fall into a vat of chocolate and had to be rescued. I'm glad they were rescued. Every now and then you'll hear one of these stories of some guy falling into some molten metal vat or molten oatmeal or whatever the case may be. And I don't know why, because I don't work around these vats at all. But these stories always scare me because it sounds like the worst thing in the history of mankind to just slowly boil alive in a gigantic vat of chocolate. I can't think of anyone in the world who would prefer that except for maybe Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg. CDC adds COVID vaccine to the routine immunization schedule for kids and adults. Yeah, a lot of people in our government have to go to prison. It's just not going to work unless they do. All right, chin up. See you tomorrow. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.